Hello and welcome to the Whipsnerd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Apple's online book and movie services have been blocked in China. Chinese funding is now available for Australian startup companies and e-commerce continues to grow in the UK. Apple's online book and movie services have been shut down in China in a move that tightens internet security to prevent online threats such as terrorism or harmful foreign ideas. This comes after a ruling that outlaws foreign-owned online services that now require all content shown to the Chinese public to be based in the country's mainland. The new regulations announced in March are a blow to Apple in China, its second biggest market, where it's now expected to lose out to online native companies such as Alibaba or Tencent. Since the pages have been blocked, any user who attempts to use either service will see a message stating that the page is unusable. The Chinese media watchdog has defended the strict rules, which it's thought are in place to increase the government's control over the internet and other media outlets. Australian startup businesses received a boost this week with the launch of the Dragon Egg Fund, a new $15 million US dollar scheme that will target companies wanting to expand into China. Created by My Capital, it'll focus on investment in five sectors including health, education and agriculture. Michael Mai, founder of My Capital, said that he wanted Australian startups to think about the Asian market as well as the global one. In an attempt to bridge the gap between the two narrow Chinese startups and the more globally focused Australian startups, Mai told the Australian Financial Review that he was looking to invest in emerging companies that are positioned to tap into the enormous Chinese market. E-commerce in the UK is to reach around €174 billion in 2016, according to a report by the E-commerce Foundation. Expected to grow by 10.5% from last year, the report showed that around 43 million Brits shopped online in the past 12 months, of which 20% used a mobile device, spending an average of €3,652. Whilst the overall growth rate continues to decline from 14.3% in 2012, mobile sales have increased in the same period. According to the study, whilst 4 years ago 51% of buyers used a tablet or smartphone, last year around 70% of Brits did the same, accounting for €31.1 billion. According to a study in Germany, online buyers are moving from more traditional methods of payments to more modern ones. In the study, traditional methods were classed as things such as cash on delivery, credit card payments, or direct debits, whilst modern forms of payment were PayPal, Click and Buy, or GiroPay. The report revealed in the last 12 months that the amount of German buyers who use these modern methods has risen from 39 to 43%. It was also reported that between over 40s and under 40s, the amount of people who used modern payment schemes was almost identical, with 42.4% of those under 40 and 42.8% of those over 40 using these payment methods. And finally, 12 top online stores in Finland celebrated Earth Day on Friday by having all orders shipped in reusable or returnable packaging. On April the 22nd, all orders were sent out in a repack bag for the customer to return in exchange for a voucher when their package arrives. The stores that include Makia, Globe Hope and the Scandinavian Outdoor Store say that the reduction of waste will show support to environmental protection. The first Earth Day was held in 1970 in the United States, but is now a global non-profit organization run by Earth Day Network. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.